Lecture 10, The Legal Frameworks of Judaism, Halakha.
Our previous two lectures dealt with matters of faith, systems of contemplation, whether philosophical or mystical. We might call them issues of theology. But Judaism comprises far more than a faith or a system of beliefs. It is, in essence, a way of life that embraces its adherent literally from morning to night, with a detailed legal system that claims its roots and legitimacy in biblical law. And that law addresses both the sacred and the seemingly secular aspects of life. But in truth, Judaism would claim there is no such thing as a secular aspect of life. Everything will fall under that general framework of the imperatives of the Jewish religion. And as a result, if I am required to recompense my neighbor for damages that I may have inflicted on his property, that is no less of a religious law than fasting on the Day of Atonement or desisting from work on the Sabbath. Paying damages, we might consider that to be secular law, but not the legal system of Judaism. The source of this legal system is commonly referred to as the Torah, literally the teaching. And while that term is often used to refer to the five books of Moses or the first portion of the Hebrew Bible, in time it came to serve as an overall designation for the mass of teaching that accrued to the Bible over the years. The sages of the rabbinic period refer to their teachings as the oral Torah, and they considered this to be the indispensable interpretation of the written Torah. So we have a Judaism of two Torahs, as it were, the written and the oral. But in fact, the process of legal codification and ongoing application of the law to new realities was dramatically enhanced in the Middle Ages and throughout the modern period as well. And in this lecture, I would like to address the ideology and the major stages in the development of the legal system in Judaism known as halakha. This is a word that in Hebrew means to go or to walk, and the idea is the path in which one lives out one's life. While Orthodox Jews recognize the divine authority of halakha as a and possibly the critical foundation of Judaism, other groups, other denominations within the Jewish community have either tempered this understanding or have come to consider it totally outmoded. And the implications of this for the future history of Judaism are going to be very, very significant, and we will talk about them in this lecture and in our coming one. Rabbinic Judaism divided all of Jewish tradition into two categories. In Hebrew, they are known as halakha, right? We saw that before, and we'll go back to that word. And a second word, agada. Halakha, we said, means to walk. And it relates to the legal component of Jewish tradition in the broadest possible sense. It literally encompasses all behavioral aspects of Jewish life. Agada literally can be translated as discourse, as telling. If I wanted to, I could spend this whole lecture defining what Agada is. But since time is at a premium, I think it would be sufficient to say Agada is everything that is not halakha. And everything that is not strictly legal will fall under the second category. What does this mean? It includes the folklore of rabbinic literature, allusions to history, to medicine, to tales of the sages, to ethical statements, even though ethical statements are binding, and in that sense they are like halakha. But it's everything that is not of a uniquely legal nature. And these two components, halakha and agada, come together and comprise all of Jewish tradition.